إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام.
نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دروش پڑھ. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Many a times we wish, we want to meet up with someone who is close to us, someone who is beloved to us. Many a times we wish, we want to meet up with someone who is very close to us, someone who is beloved to us. We are comfortable with his meeting, even though we meet him unexpectedly, without an appointment. That mutual love is there between the two. Likewise, when we go to visit a city other than the city we live in, and we know that someone very close to us lives in that city, he is in the locality where we are, the house is just in front of you, you park your car, and one is eager to meet someone who is very close, someone who is your best friend, someone who is beloved to you. You park your car, you stand in front of his residence, you knock on the door, you ring the bell, you wait, and then you ring the bell again twice, you wait, and then you ring the bell again thrice, and no answer. You wait there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you're well acquainted with him. He won't mind if you look around, you look at his front garden, the back garden, and you notice that the windows are shut. It seems that no one is in the house. Once that is confirmed, and only after confirming that no one is in the house, he returns back to his vehicle. He sits in his car again, that desperation of meeting someone who is very close to you, someone who is beloved to you. You are out of Leicester, 100 miles away, you're in the city of your beloved, someone who is close to you. You're desperate, you want to meet him, you haven't seen him for years. You pick up your mobile phone, you dial his number, the number rings, but no joy, no one picks it up. Again, you want to try, after a few minutes, you ring again, it rings, no one picks it up. For the third time, you want to try ringing him so you can connect to him. You ring, and it rings, and it goes on the answering machine. And you give him the good news in his answering machine that he was here in his locality, came to see him, wanted to see him, but unfortunately we couldn't meet up. This is the reality of dunya. This is the reality of the world that we live in. But wallahi lazim, my respected brothers, agar ye muqaddama aapke zehen mein baith gaya, to phir aage dekhe. There is one zaat. And if you give your heart to him, and if you take him to be your close friend, and if you treat him to be your beloved, wallahi lazim, that zaat is such that his doors are never shut upon you. He makes an open declaration, I am that zaat, you can visit me any time of the hour, be it night, be it daytime, late in the night, early in the morning, come to me, come to my residence, no appointments needed, and my doors are open for you all the time. I am that zaat, you give me your heart, and I will become yours. You won't even go through that pain and agony of ringing the door or knocking on the door. The doors are open continuously. You can ring someone early in the morning who is your family member, be it your wife, be it someone who is very close to you. 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and he or she might give you a lecture, is this the time you phone me? Don't you know the time difference? Don't you know we are 4 hours ahead of you? And you will hear the lecture. Don't you know we have to work? Don't you know you are disturbing me? Don't you know the children are asleep? You will hear the lecture first of that person who is close to you, of that person who loves you and you love him. But wallahi lazim, Allah is that zaat. You knock on his door, 3 o'clock in the morning AM, he will welcome you. 4 o'clock, he will welcome you. 10 o'clock PM, he will welcome you. At any time of the day, night, you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will welcome you. It is that zaat, my respected brothers. In the hadith of Qudsi, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if my servant walks to me, my mercy will run to him. Subhanallah. Wo chal kar aaye, meri zaat daur kar aayegi uske paas. Kaisi zaat hai wo, dost aur buzurg? All the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's door and connection, the lines are never engaged with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If 6 billion people of the world at one time all say, Ya Allah, Ya Samad, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Allah has the capacity to listen to every single one of them and much more. Subhanallah. What is dunya? What is 6 billion? وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. The makhluk of Allah, insan, has no knowledge of it. Subhanallah. The angels who do tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur, the Kaaba of the angels, they only get an opportunity once in a lifetime. Imagine how many angels there must be in the heavens. Once in a lifetime. Hum to umrah pe umrah kare, haj ke upar haj kare. Lekin malaika ke liye ek mauka zindagi ka. Ek martaba visa milti hai, fir nahi. That zaat is so close to you. In the hadith of Qudsi, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi innakum tukhti'una billayli wal nahar. O my servants, I know you sin during the daytime. O my servants, I know you sin during the night. Wa inni aghfiru dhunuba jami'a. I am that Allah, I have the power to wipe out all your sins. Fastaghfiruni. Where are you going? Why are you wasting your time? Come to me, repent to me, أغفر له, and I will forgive you. I will give you forgiveness. I will give you a clean slate, provided you come to me. That is shart. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith I narrated is in the Sahih of Imam Muslim. This hadith is in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Inna Allaha ma'ana idha da'ani. Allah is saying that I am close to a person. I am with him when he remembers me. When he lifts up his hands, when he says, Ya Allah, I am listening to him, I am close to him. Allah is with you. Subhanallah al-Azim. We have one great tabi'i, the one who has seen the companions. Hazrat Thabit Bannani Rahmatullah Alayh. A very rich tabi'i. Once he said to his servants that were there, that at this moment I can touch the Quran that Allah is remembering me. بات سمجھ میں آئی؟ اس گری میں قرآن کو چھو سکتا ہوں کہ اللہ مجھے یاد کر رہے. Our parents don't remember us. The wife who is close to you may not remember you. But Thabit Bannani is saying that at this moment, Allah is remembering me. The servant said to him, how is it possible? How do you cross the borders of the heavens and you speak about the Zat of Allah, that Allah is remembering you? What proof have you got that Allah is remembering you? And what a beautiful verse he read from the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Bole, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. O insan, remember me, I will remember you. تم مجھے یاد کرو, میں تمہیں یاد کروں. وَشْكُرُولِي, be grateful to me. وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, never be ungrateful to me. Never be ungrateful to me. وَشْكُرُولِي, میرا شکر ہو. تم مجھے یاد کرو, میں تمہیں یاد کرتا ہوں. Remember me and I will remember you. Hazrat Thabit Bannani is saying that when I look at my heart, it is engaged in the remembrance of Allah. I am in that state of being a dhakir. I am remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to the verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, if I am remembering Allah, Allah is remembering me. کہا میں قسم کھا کر کہہ سکتا ہوں, قرآن پر ہاتھ رکھ کر کہہ سکتا ہوں کہ اللہ مجھے یاد کر رہا ہے. سبحان اللہ. If all of us in the masjid simultaneously with one voice were to say, یا اللہ, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی would remember us. It comes in the books of تاریخ that there was one man at the age of 90 years of age, a Hindu man, who had secluded himself from his people, living not very far from the Muslims. He understood the religion of Islam. Some of his friends were Muslims. Secluded himself away. Many idols that were there. And late in the night, he started doing his tasbih, chanting. And he started saying, Ya Sanamu, Ya Sanamu, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam. Sanam is also an Arabic word, which means idols that are made out of clay idols. And so he started saying, Ya Sanamu, Ya Sanam, as people in the times of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Uzza, 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 or Lat. And he started saying, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam. Late in the night he was tired. And the pattern of his speech changes. Aadmi soya ho na, kya bolta hai, kuch nahi pata. Sote sote he started saying, Ya Samadu, Ya Samadu, Ya Samad. Allahu Akbar. Ya Sanam se, Ya Samadu, Ya Samad, Ya Samad. As soon as the word of Samad came out, this 90-year-old man, Hindu by religion, religious identity, he hears someone whispering in the ears, Labbaik ya ibadi, Labbaik ya ibadi, you call for me, I am listening to you, what is it that you want? He stood up, looked around him, what was that voice? Kaun tha? Ye koi jinn nahi tha, ye to Allah ki taraf se hidayat milni thi. He was acquainted with the Muslims. He understood straight away that Samad is the God of the Muslims, one great attribute given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He looked at the idols and he said, for 90 years I have been saying Sanam to you. You have never responded to me. Today, once I say Samad and Allah responds to me. In the night he wakes up, goes to the masjid and recites the kalima and embraces Islam. Allah is that Zat, my respected brothers. Allah is Rahim, Allah is Kareem. The month of Ramadan, subhanallah. The month of dua, repent. Connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Puri dunya tumhe mana kar de. Wallahi lazim, Allah ki Zat tumhe kabhi mana nahi kar sakti. Kabhi bhi nahi. Allah ki sunnat nahi hai. Such is His mercy. That when Qarun was being swallowed and when he sank into the ground, he cried out to Musa alayhi salam and he said, Ya Musa, Ya Musa, Ya Musa. And Musa alayhi salam was in that state of Jalal and said that you are a kafir all your life. You remained the kafir. Now you say, Ya Musa. He died in that condition of kufr. Allah revealed and inspired the heart of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and said to him, Musa, if Qarun took my name once and he said, Ya Allah, I would have saved him. But he took the name, Ya Musa. If he said, Ya Allah, he would have been saved. We as Muslims, my respected brothers and elders, Allah has given us the month of Ramadan. 1 week has elapsed. Ek hafta chala gaya. Have a timetable. And see in that 7 days, if you were to total in minutes, how many minutes have we dedicated to dua? Subhanallah. And how much crying have we done in the darkness of the night in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Total that up. And count the blessings that Allah is giving us. Iftari ke waqt dastarkhan ke upar us ni'mat ko dekhe. Sehri ke waqt us ni'mat ko dekhe. Apne jism ko dekhe. Allah ne kitni ni'mat mujhe aapko di. When the child cries and when tears come out, milk gushes forth from the bosom of the mother. When the child cries, milk gushes forth from the bosom of the mother. Bacha rota hai, Allah karta hai, maa ke jism se doodh nikalta hai, bacha ro raha hai, subhanallah, agar mu'minin roye to Allah ki rahmat utar di hai. Subhanallah. When clouds give out tears, vegetation comes out, fruits come out and sprout out, rizq zameen se bahir nikalti hai. When the clouds give out water, insan, when have you taken time out to cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To take out tears. Subhanallah. Aise logo ko bhi dekha hai ke film dekhte unhe aansu nikal aate. Kehte ho ji ye to bahut dukh bhari kahani hai. Kya kehte? Dukh bhari kahani hai. Bahut zulm hua is daughter in law ke upar. Sasu amma bahut naraz, bahut buri. Hi, drama aur film ke upar tere aansu nikle, Allah ki yaad mein aansu na nikal sake. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. When everyone is asleep, you wake up and you remember your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With ikhlas, with khulus, no one is there. You and your Lord. Allahu Akbar. إن الله تعالى حي كريم حديث. إن الله تعالى حي كريم. Oh people, Allah is ever living. Allah is Kareem, bountiful. Kareem kya hai? Definition of Kareem, that Zaat which gives, that Zaat which endows, despite the fact that that individual is unworthy of the blessing, despite the fact that that person is incompetent of the blessings that he received, he is not the recipient of the blessings of Allah, but yet Allah continuously, unceasingly gives him one blessing after another. That is Al-Kareem. Inna Allah Ta'ala Hayyun Kareemun Yastahi. Allah is shy. Iza rafa'a ar-rajulu ilayhi yadayhi, that a person lifts up his hands in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. An yaruddahuma sifran khaibatayn, that a person lifts up his hands and Allah deprives him from what he wants. Allah is shy. Ye Allah ki, Allah ke bas mein nahi hai. It is not the tartib and the sunnah of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Ad-du'a silahul mu'min, the most powerful weapon that Allah has given every believer, mu'min, Muslim, is dua. Most powerful weapon. Isse barkar koi wazani cheez nahi hai. Ad-du'a silahul mu'min. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi has said in a hadith, man futiha lakum babu ad-du'a, futihat lakum abwabu ar-rahma. That if anyone, if Allah gives him the tawfiq and Allah opens the doors of dua for him, that he loves making dua in front of Allah, that means Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has opened up the doors of mercy for him. Dosto, Ramadan ka mahina aa raha hai. Ye tauba ka mahina. As Muslims, we can never ever be despondent from the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is asking us, is saying to us, ask me and I will forgive you. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned with regards to one verse of the Quran, and he said to the companions, if someone was to give me everything in the universe in exchange for one verse of Surah Az-Zumar, Ayah 53, if anyone was to give me everything in the universe in exchange for one verse of Surah Az-Zumar, verse 53, I will still not agree to exchange that one ayah that Allah has given me. And that beautiful verse of the Quran is, قُلْ, say it, inform them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, declare it to the people, to the Muslimin. And this khitab is to the mu'mineen. Ya عبادي الذين أسرفوا, O my sinful servants, O my sinful servants, عبادي الذين أسرفوا, those who have committed sins, those who are sinful, those who are transgressors, جنہوں نے پوری زندگی گناہ میں گزاری. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, if you have the kalima in your heart, you cannot afford to be despondent from the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You cannot despair from the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Musalman, mu'min, mayus ho hi nahi sakta. Musalman, depression ka shikar ho hi nahi sakta. Kuch aur ho. Jismani kamzori ho. Zehni kamzori ho. Lekin ye usme nahi. Zehni kamzori ho. Jismani kamzori ho. Lekin ye nahi. اس لیے کہ اللہ نے فرمایا میری یاد میں اللہ نے سکون رکھا, کمی ہے اللہ کے ساتھ کنیکشن. لا تقنطوا من رحمت اللہ ان اللہ یغفر الذنوب جميعا. I am that Allah that will forgive all your sins. Why? I am غفور and رحیم, the most forgiving and the most merciful. Subhanallah, brothers who are here sitting and who are scholars of the Arabic language, you will understand that the word inna in the Arabic language denotes emphasis, gives it a lot of strength. Be shak, jis mein koi shak nahi hai. Inna Allah yaghfiru zunub, and the alif lam that is attached on the word az-zunub, Alif Lam, what a language the Arabic language is. Not like the English language or any other language. Ek Alif Lam se pura maana aa jata hai. Ulama have mentioned Alif Lam that is put on the word as zunub, that denotes inclusiveness. Inclusiveness. Alif Lam Arabi mein is Alif Lam ko istighraqi kehte hain. Alif Lam istighraqi hai. Az-zunub. Allah is saying this Alif Lam is an indication that every type of sins, hatta ke zina, sharab, qatl, aur jis kisi ne shirk bhi kiya ho, Allah se rujoo kar le, tauba kar le, nek amal kar le, Allah Rabbul Alameen sab kuch maaf kar de. The acceptance of dua is guaranteed, my respected brothers. Ulama have mentioned that Allah has divided the dua of a believer in three categories. One is ta'jeel, one is ta'khir, and one is tasreef. In short, ta'jeel means Allah accepts the dua immediately. Aapne dua ki, Ya Allah, mera ye kaam ho jaye, falan kaam ho jaye. Allah ne foran dua kabool kar li. Foran. That's ta'jeel. Ek hai ta'khir. Ya Allah, mera falan kaam ho jaye, falan kaam ho jaye. Allah is saving that. Wo memory ke andar save hota hai. Allah is saving that for the day of Qiyamah. Allah knows he will need this dua on the day of Qiyamah. When everyone will be accounted, Allah will say, remember on that day you made this dua. I forgive you. This is the dua. This is how I repay you. And what is tasreef? That you make a dua, and by your dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensates it by a calamity that was to strike you. Ho sakta tha ki aap gari mein ho, dua na pari ho, accident hone wala. Zabardast accident hona tha. Aap masjid se nikalte hi Allah ke samne dua ki, Allah mujhe maaf kar de, main miskeen gareeb aadmi hoon, Allah raheem kareem. Dua ki, Allah ne kaha farishton ko nahi. Iski takdeer se ab ye cheez jo hai nikal de. Ek hai takdeer qat'i aur ek hai takdeer muallak. This is a different subject, we don't want to go in that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, my respected brothers, to listen to every single one of us. You ask your own father, Dad, can I have this? Yes, my son. Dad, can I have this? Yes, my son. Dad, can I have this? Yes, my son. Mom, can I have this? Yes, my son. Mom, can I have this? Yes, my son. You ask him 50 times, then the father will say, and the mother will say, what is this? Huh? What do you think this is? What do you think this is? Jaakar mehnat karo, khud kamao. Ye kya hai, muft mein sab kuch le rahe ho. The mother and father will get tired. You ask Allah, every second of your life, Allah will respond to you and He will never tire. Allah ki zaat kabhi chhatti nahi hai. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. I am Allah. And there is no deity except for Allah. Al-hayyul qayyum, the ever-living, the eternal one. I am that zaat. La ta'khuduhu sinatun wa la nawm. Sleep, slumber, snooze does not affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come, talk to me. I will listen to you. Ramadan ka mubarak mahina mujhe aapko mila hai, dost aur buzurgo. Hum apne aap ko mahroom na kare. Ek hafta to guzar chuka hai. Timetable bana le. Make a timetable. Like how the doctor prescribes medication for you. Every 3 hours you need to take this medication. Make sure you have a set timetable. 200 times every day I need to read durood upon my Nabi. Have I done it? A checklist. Raat ke waqt tarawi ke baad dekhe. Have I read 200 durood upon my Nabi? Have I read 200 tasbih of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? Have I read 200 tasbih of hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel? Have I read the tasbih 200 times of subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi lazim? Have I read all my sunnah? Have I read my nawafil? Have I read my salatu tasbih? Did I wake up for tahajjud? How many minutes did I ask my Allah? How did tears come out from my eyes? Puri kafiyat, what was my condition? And everything you wish to do. Everything you wish to do. A timetable. Beat your nafs and fight your nafs in the month of Ramadan for a change. Allah will help you, my respected brothers. Thori si, jo hai,
اٹھ، آدمی اٹھ جاتا ہے تھوڑی سی حرکت پر کام ہو جاتا ہے. It is said that Malik bin Dinar was in his own house standing in the night praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A burglar scaled the fence of Malik bin Dinar and got into his premises and got into the house. Malik bin Dinar was performing salah, he was a thief. And he looked at all the rooms very quickly. Chor to mahir hote hain. Looked at everything in the house, in the property, kya tha, kya nahi tha. He stood there and said, I don't know whose house this belongs to, but there is nothing worthy of stealing in this house. There is nothing worthy of stealing in this house. Bahir se to bada mansion, lekin ghar mein bilkul khali. And he comes and he looks and he says nothing. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar straight away in his salah, if completed his salah, he knew that someone is in the house. He stood up and he went in the next room and the thief was caught. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar did not express fear, shock, very calmly looked at him, Darul Islam tha, and looked at him and said to him, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Aapne salam nahi karna? وہ تو دار الاسلام، چوروں میں بھی کچھ تہذیب تھی یا نہیں پتا نہیں. مالک بن دینار سے السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، ویری کام. اینڈ مالک بن دینار از ناؤ اپولوجائزنگ اینڈ سیئنگ ٹو ہم، لک، آئی ایم ویری سوری، آئی نو یو کیم ٹو مائی ہاؤس تھنکنگ دیٹ آئی مائٹ ہیو اے لاٹ آف تھنگز ہیئر، انفارچونیٹلی آئی ہیو نتھنگ دیٹ از وردی فار یو آف اسٹیلنگ، بٹ مائی ہارٹ بریکس دیٹ یو لیو my house without taking something from me. Samjhe yani? My heart breaks that you leave my property without taking something from me. Look, I want to give you a gift. Wait for me. Chor bhi bada chalak tha, muft mein kuch mil jaye to kya? Khada raha. Hazrat went in the next room, came with one jug of water. With one jug of water and said, come here my brother. Look, let us do wuzu. Let us do wuzu. Let me help you do wuzu. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar is helping a thief do wuzu, a burglar. And Hazrat is saying, look, you take from my property two rakats of nafal salah that is better than what you came for. Stand with me in my property, in my house, and perform salah with me. Malik bin Dinar, the wali of Allah, famous saint. Allah ke waliullah mein se the. Waliullah ki baat bhi aisi hoti. ہمارے استاذ تھے حافظ احمد صاحب، یوں کہتے تھے، بھائی جنہوں نے سبق یاد کیا ہے وہ کھڑے ہو جاؤ، جنہوں نے سبق یاد نہیں کیا ہے وہ بیٹھے رہے. ہم نے کہا حضرت یہ کیسا؟ کہا جو یاد نہیں کرتے کیا فائدہ کھڑا رہ کر، جو یاد کرتے ہیں ان کو کھڑا رہتے ہیں اور جذبہ ہو. اولیاء اللہ کی سوچ ہی کچھ اور ہوتی. He did wuzu and he said perform two rakats with me, with Malik bin Dinar performing two rakats, subhanallah. Hazrat said to him, now you can go, at least you are taking two rakats with you from my property. He said, Hazrat, look, if you don't mind, can I spend a bit of more time with you? Hazrat said, as you wish. He spent the whole night until the morning with Malik bin Dinar. And by that time in the morning, that thief was weeping and his entire shirt, or jo libas pehna hua tha, bhig gaya tha pani mein, soaked. The tawajjuh of Malik bin Dinar and the crying both of them did in the night. And he said to Malik bin Dinar, Hazrat, I leave now, but I do a sincere repentance to my Allah, that I will lead a life of obedience to my Allah. I change. Chor tha. And he goes out and the team is there waiting for him and said to him that you took a lot of your time. There must be a lot of money and wealth. And did you find your treasure? He said, what treasure? I came to steal from the house of Malik bin Dinar, but Malik bin Dinar stole my heart. میں آیا چوری کرنے کے لیے، لیکن اپنا دل ہی مالک بن دینار نے چوری کر لیا. It is said that he became the wali of the time. ایک چور اللہ کا ولی بن سکتا ہے؟ دوست اور بزرگوں، ہم مؤمن ہیں، مؤمنین مسلمین مسجد میں آتے ہیں، رمضان کا مہینہ اللہ نے مجھے آپ کو دیا ہے. ہم گناہ کی زندگی کو ترک کر دے، چھوڑ دے، اللہ سے توبہ کرے کہ اس مبارک مہینے میں ہم اپنی اصلاح کریں گے صدق دل کے ساتھ. What we try to do is create a change inside us and instill in us piety, what is taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمين.